Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues. That's the name of this here show on the American Family Radio Network. Thanks for listening to AFR. I'm Tim with Ed Vitagliano, Fred Jackson, and now in studio is Steve Paisley Jordahl. Good morning, Brother Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
Just so people know, Steve has got a little cold. You got a little cold going
on? It comes and goes. Right now, my voice is okay. I've got some liquid and I got a cough drop in.
Okay. But nothing illegal.
No. I'm channeling.
Well, you wouldn't tell us anyway, but I mean, I'm just saying, why would you confess you're using some kind of drugs? Just so people know, what's wrong with Steve's voice? It may or may not vary, but no fever.
Nope, not contagious.
So we're not you're not contagious. What's your first story, Steve?
Well, let's talk about what's going on in the UK. The United Kingdom has banned puberty blockers for teens indefinitely. They were, like the United States, occasionally assigning these or prescribing these puberty blockers to these kids with gender dysphoria. And they say they don't know near enough about what the effect of that will be. There was an unacceptable safety risk in prescribing puberty blockers without free future research into their impact, according to the New York Times. So now you cannot, except for clinical trials, you cannot prescribe puberty blockers to anybody.
That's the United Kingdom. That would include Great Britain and, is Scotland and
England,
and Ireland?
Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, good for them. I think of those folks as more socially liberal than us. Is that not true?
I think that is true. But I think they were also, along with some of the Scandinavian countries, for example, mm-hmm. Were further down the road on this than we are, and so I think they've learned that this was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Before some of our medical professionals.
Last week, when the United States Supreme Court was hearing arguments on the Tennessee ban on these procedures, one of the justices, I forget who it was, brought up what's going on. He said, maybe we should pay attention to what's going on in Europe and how the Europeans are backing away from their extreme liberal approach to this because they're finding... they were further down the road than we were, and they're finding out that some of the puberty blockers or whatever the case may be, kids are changing their minds about what was done at an earlier age, and we should pay attention to what is happening in Europe before we go wholesale on lifting all of these bans. So this is going to be very interesting. Tennessee is kind of leading the charge on this.
I want to push back a little bit against Ed, what Ed said, that our scientists haven't figured out far down the road. How much of a scientist do you have to be to know that you don't give healthy children drugs that will impede their growing up, maybe permanently? Yeah. You don't have to be much of a scientist to know that.
Yeah, it's not a scientific approach. It's clear that this is an ideological approach to this issue. Who is this lady who she may be the one who is being sued, the one who decided she was not going to publish the results of her study that showed that being affirming to transgender children and doing the puberty blockers and so on and so forth does not improve their mental health. And she had the results of that. And she said, well, I'm not going to publish it because it showed the opposite. So this has been one of those things, I think, that has severely damaged the reputation of the medical/scientific community for exactly the reason that you're suggesting, Steve.
Johanna Olson Kennedy.
Okay. This has damaged the reputation of the medical/scientific community as much as the COVID fiasco.
Uh-huh. Related to this, who was the doc? Last week I sent you all around a story. There was a doctor. I don't remember talking about it, but I wasn't here all week. Maybe you talked about it on Monday. There's a medical doctor who gave a teenage girl, I think it was, a bunch of these puberty blockers and did some stuff to her. And now the girl has come back several years later, like 5 or 6 years later, and she's an adult, maybe 20 years old, and said this permanently.
This is her, this woman that we're, that Steve just mentioned, Johanna Olson Kennedy.
Well, that's the researcher, isn't it?
Yes. She leads the Center for Trans Youth.
You're talking about somebody that took the drugs and then sued?
Let me finish here.
She leads the Center for Trans Youth at Los Angeles Children's Hospital. One of her patients is suing her for being negligent.
Okay, she's a doctor herself, true?
Yes.
And she's also the leader of the, what do you call it?
She is the medical director for the trans youth health and development at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. That was one of the first to go full bore and saying we are going to help children transition.
We'll do surgeries on them.
Yes,
we'll give them puberty blockers. We'll give them help them get breast. What do you call those things where you strap around your breast to keep them
binders? Growing?
That's just binding. But
well, you can get those.
They'll have the surgeries
for
removal.
Anyway,
the tissue.
The point is they're full on pro. Letting children decide what sex they are when they're 6 years old kind of thing, okay? And now it's backfired on her because she is being sued.
Yes.
And this is what you mentioned a couple years ago, Steve. You said this would likely happen and this would stop this nuttiness, craziness, insanity. And that is a doctor who does these kind of life-altering surgeries on a child, a minor. Then that minor, and when they're 20 years old, goes, you know what? I don't like this. I'm messed up for life. Who did this to me? I didn't know what I was doing when I was 12 or 11 or 10. And she's suing that.
Yes, so medical malpractice. So the young lady's name is Kaya Clementine Breen. She's now 20 years old. She's alleging that Olson Kennedy, this is a National Review story, the Children's Hospital Los Angeles and other defendants rushed her into transitioning to a male in spite of her struggles with mental health and history of suffering sexual abuse. Continuing to quote, the plaintiff's transgender treatments involved puberty blockers at age 12, cross-sex hormones at 13, and finally a double mastectomy at 14.
Oh, my goodness. Great. Well, that... So now she's 20 years old and she's going, what has happened to me? I was 12 or 14, whenever she was, when I was talking about these things, and this doctor did surgery and took my breast off. And now I'm going, what have I done? And now, so she's going, listen, I'm not a Sue Happy person. I think there's too many lawsuits in this country and most things need to be solved out of court, mediation, so forth and so on. But do you have a medical doctor do this to a child? I hope she wipes out her bank account.
Listen, this story goes on. It says the lawsuit accuses this Olson Kennedy lady, the doctor, of outright lying in several instances. The claim is that Olson Kennedy lied to Breen and her parents that puberty blockers were completely reversible, according to the suit. The pediatric doctor also allegedly lied about Breen's purported suicidal thoughts to her parents when trying to convince them about hormonal therapy. This is a big part
of it. She wanted a trophy.
This doctor was an activist.
That's fair.
She was more than a medical doctor. She was an activist. She did the surgeries, and now this 20-year-old is going, what you did to me was wrong. I was a minor, and I'm suing you for damages. And I think she's got, if she wins a big settlement, let's say she gets $5 million. I don't know what, 2 million. I don't know what she's, and this is going to be in California, I guess. That will stop this craziness, because then doctors will have to who are making doing these kinds of surgeries. I think it would stop it. Then they would have to consider, well, I'm doing this to this 15-year-old, but what happens in 5 years when they change their mind, like this lady did, this girl out in California did, and they sue me? Yeah. I'm just saying, are those doctors who do that, are they going to be able to get insurance?
That's a good point.
Malpractice?
This article says that according to Breen's lawsuit, that Olson Kennedy, the doctor, lied to the parents and said, your daughter will commit suicide if she does not receive cross-sex hormones. Confronted with their daughter's hypothetical death, the parents relented and agreed to the testosterone treatment. And Breen also hesitantly agreed.
Okay, I don't altogether forgive the parents for this, but I can understand if you're a parent and some person with a white coat walks in and says, your kid's going to kill themselves if you don't let this happen. If you don't have, if you're not a Christian, you're not, and you don't have good discernment, and you don't have, you know what I'm saying? I can see how somebody who doesn't have a moral necessarily conviction one way or another on this would say, oh, what do we do? I guess we just do better do what the doctor says and do these things, or our daughter might be suicidal.
The earlier thing we were talking about that Steve looked up, Olson Kennedy, the doctor, has, I'm quoting again from this National Review article, has come under intense scrutiny for refusing to publish the findings of a nearly $10 million study funded by the National Institutes of Health that found no evidence.
Is that Fauci?
Yeah.
Oh, is he
infectious? Well, he's retired.
Not during the study.
Well, that could be. That found no evidence that puberty blockers improved the mental health of children. Huh. Yeah, that's stunning. Yeah. The government funds it. That should then become public knowledge.
That's
you don't
right.
refuse to release
that's
the
right.
results
you can't.
Of the study. And you refuse to release the results because it contradicts your whole ideology.
Stop. Well, and that's the thing I was just thinking. You can stop the surgeries and stop the drugs, and you should. Immediately, period, end of discussion. But then you got to root out this belief that gender and sex are different, that you can have some expression of gender that's different, that you're assigned a gender at your birth. This silliness has to end. And I don't. That's going to be a little harder to do, but that's the root of the problem.
And folks, if you're trying to find this article that we're quoting from, this is nationalreview.com, nationalreview.com. The headline is Top Doctor in Trans Youth Medicine Sued. That probably will get you the link. Brent's looking it up. If he can find it, he'll post it on
Next story,
Facebook.
Steve.
All right. There's a new trend going around in some of the liberal denominations in this country and around the world.
Yeah, it's called losing members.
It is. Well, they're putting up manger scenes. You know, creches, the baby Jesus, Joseph, Mary, and the shepherds and everything you put on your mantle. Well, they're wrapping the baby Jesus in these what they call keffiyehs, which is that Palestinian scarf, the black and white checkered, which has become
green,
a symbol of protest, of the pro-Palestinian protest.
Who's doing this?
Various churches. In fact, the Pope even blessed one in Rome. He later took it down after he got a big backlash to it. But the sentiment here is that Jesus is, if he were born today, he'd be Palestinian.
So they're politicizing the birth of Christ and the celebration of Christmas.
They're making it
some of these liberal denominations in the U.S. Is this the U.S.?
Yeah, around the world, actually, it says.
Around the world, okay.
So the claim is that if Jesus were born today, he'd be a Palestinian. No, he'd be, unless you want to change the Bible, he was born to a Jewish woman.
Yes.
Okay, he's Jewish.
King right. of the Jews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Can
all
we
right.
not just have Christmas?
Can I read a story here before we jump into Steve's next one? So this is MSN.com. I don't know if it's the same as MSNBC. I don't know. Anyway, it's about cable news.
Yeah.
And it says viewers have fled. This is about cable news, which would include, namely, Fox, CNN, and
MSNBC.
Those are the three ones that most everybody knows. Now, there's Newsmax and some others, but those have been the three for years and years, right? And now viewers have fled left-leaning MSNBC since Vice President Kamala Harris lost the presidential race to former President Trump on November 5th. The audience for the Comcast-owned channel, that's MSNBC, mm-hmm. owned by Comcast, is down 46% compared to the first 10 months of 2024.
Yep.
According to Nielsen data. CNN, which has long battled rating swings directed by news coverage, is down 33% after the election. So Fox News is up, but I don't know, Steve, if MSNBC and or CNN is going to be able to hang around much longer.
Well, CNN is up for sale, they say. Comcast, is it CNN or MSNBC? CNN.
MSNBC.
Oh, MSNBC and Comcast, right.
Yeah, they're going to spin it
MSNBC
off.
MSNBC is spinning off, and people have suggested maybe Elon Musk needs to buy it. That would be really funny. But yeah, their viewership has not come back. You know, this was their bread and butter during the first Trump term, this anti-Trump resistance, this never-Trumpism, and they made big bucks and had a fairly good-sized audience during the first Trump term. But they have not. They've left, and they have not come back.
Well, I'm curious though. They were dedicated to CNN and MSNBC during the election campaign. Are they mad because the Democrats lost?
That's a good question.
I've heard a theory that they're just kind of over it for a bit, and they might be back once Trump gets back in office. But they just—it's like. they want to go watch baseball for a bit.
I don't think that Elon Musk is going to buy.
No, I don't think
either.
That,
because you know what? That's not the future.
Yeah.
No,
the future. The future is not MSNBC and CNN.
Mm-hmm.
Fox News is positioned to stay relevant for a long time, but it'd almost be like this is a little bit of an over exaggeration, but it'd be kind of like buying a horse and buggy. Remember the horse whip, buggy whip factory when cars are coming online.
Oh.
You know, that's not the future. And Elon Musk, if anything, he's a very smart, savvy businessman.
It was more in the realm of, wouldn't it be funny if?
No, it would absolutely be funny. By the way, MSN is Microsoft News.
Yeah.
It's different than Microsoft. I mean, MSNBC.
Do you any of you guys watch cable news anymore? Or do...
Yeah,
we have it on here at the office, but I'm talking about
not at home. I don't.
In the 90s and 2000s, I used to really look forward to Bill O'Reilly's show every night.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I watched him religiously, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And he was excellent, in my opinion.
I remember in CNN, I used to watch every night. I would watch Crossfire.
Yeah,
that was been in the 80s, right?
Is that 80s?
Yeah, that's 80s. But I'm talking about now. I do go to Fox News website. We all do here because they're one of the news websites that you trust and go to. But I don't watch cable news. I don't tune into a show every night like I used to. I used to enjoy watching.
And that's what I mean. We're
but times have changed, and the internet's changed everything.
We're locked in. You and I, we're locked into politics because I'm saying the same thing you're saying. We are of an age where you would expect us to be hanging around watching news broadcasts like we used to, but we're not.
Nope.
I will watch. I won't watch Greg Gutfeld's show when it comes on. I'll watch clips of it later on.
Oh, so, his show at night? That he hosts?
Was it The Five?
The Five is different than The Five.
Gutfeld is on real late at night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, Gutfeld's numbers were beating those of the three, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, and Stephen Colbert. The three big names for late night TV
combined,
on the networks.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it combined?
Was it combined?
I don't know.
Anyway, beating them with a cable channel, which is highly unusual.
Maybe not.
Because those people are so... Again, if you're a far left, it's hard to keep an audience, I think. That's my opinion. Of course, those guys have been on the air a long time.
Yeah.
Those three comedians, as such that they are. Go ahead, Steve.
All right.
Steve, are you interested in buying any one of these networks?
MSNBC or CNN. Let me get my wallet out here. I got $7 on me.
The price will be down that low before they get through going. It looks like it right here.
Such a deal.
Rachel Maddow had to take a $5 million cut or something. I don't know.
She did. Well, she's only on one day a week.
Yeah, that's nuts that they're paying her for that one day a week. And then who else? Joy Reid. Is that her name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she'll have a breakdown of some kind if she's not already having one. She's already in the midst of one on TV.
She acts like it.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And then
she's so angry.
And then what happened to their other mainstays was the Joe Scarborough and
Mika Brzezinski. Yeah.
Well, they've already bowed the knee to Trump, so they're over. So I don't know. I don't know where that goes. They're just a ship without a rudder right now, adrift on the sea of Trump.
Adrift on the sea of Trump.
That'd be a good country song. All right, go ahead, Steve. What's your next story?
There is a group called the Satanic Temple.
Really?
Yep, and they are trying to worm their way into elementary schools to oppose a Christian program.
This is the Good News Club?
Well, kind of Good News Club, or in Ohio, specifically where they're talking about here, it's LifeWise Christian. Take students out of school for 55 minutes. It's kind of a...
Where is this?
Release. This is in Ohio, and they want to go to Tennessee.
And so, the Satanic Temple?
The Satanic Temple. It said we're going to
you're going to have to get a better name than that. You're going to have to be a little bit more conspicuous.
They're going to court.
To the Satanic Temple?
Yes, they're going to court, and they're arguing if you're going to allow one religious group, you've got to allow us.
And so they say don't believe the biblical Satan or any sort of supernatural Satan. We look to Satan as a symbol and nothing else.
You mean is this like for clubs?
Yeah, like a school club. Mm-hmm. Do you remember?
You ain't going to get anybody to join.
Well, they've got some successful clubs.
You're not going to get down to having a treasurer.
Well, do you guys remember Keith Green, the Christian singer?
Yes.
Keith Green?
Yeah.
He had a song that he sang, which is called The Devil's Boast, and it was what Satan is saying now, how he gets his people, how he fools people. Listen to Cut 15.
You know, it's getting very simple now.
Says it's getting simple to get people now that they don't believe in me anymore, which is exactly what this Satanic Temple is saying.
I liked Keith Green's music.
I do too.
And I remember that song when you were playing it. I can't ever remember titles of songs, but I remember that particular song. Listen, this is the Satanic Temple just trying to make a name for themselves. Boy, have they. And make money and gain some influence. But I don't see how many parents are going to sign off? Yes, I want my child. I'm here to pick up my kid to go to his lesson in Satanism.
And in school announcements, the Satanic Temple will be having a bake sale on Saturday afternoon for those who want to come.
In Ohio. I mean,
I'm not criticizing you for bringing this story up, Steve, but I don't think this is going to go anywhere.
I hope not.
Going to go anywhere.
You're going to let your kid go spend the night over at the house of the friend
sponsor
who goes to the Satanic Temple
meeting? No, you're not. You can just tell Johnny.
Yeah.
The reason mom and daddy won't let you go over there
is because
he wears goat horns.
He's a Satanist.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, the Satanism is not funny. Sorry if my jokes came across that way. It's not funny. These people are just being ridiculous here. In that Ohio town, wherever that was. All right, we hope you have a wonderful day. And my thanks to Fred, Ed, Steve, Chris, Jenna, Jan, Brent Creeley, our producer. Thank you for listening to the show. We'll be back tomorrow with Trivia Friday, so join us then.